They'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the sixth day of September, December, sixth day of December, 2009. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I've been telling you folks for how many years now, 4 or 5 years, that we would finally get to this month, the last month of 2009, December 2009. When the government had to get their continuity of government contingency planning complete, which I guess are pretty close, they're not telling me. But we've had some interesting developments these past 2 weeks, something that's being frequently called Climate Gate. These hackers, God bless them, for hacking into these computers and getting these confidential emails, exposing the global warming fraud for what it is, the cover story for what it is, as I've been attempting to explain to people for 5+ years. It is a cover story, and now it's been exposed. Although it's the true nature of it being a cover story hasn't been exposed. What is being exposed is the fraud of human-created CO2 greenhouse gases causing these problems, and there are problems. Don't get me wrong. There are certainly problems. Our climate all over the planet is going bonkers. In addition to the seismic activity and volcanism, the powers that be are scrambling to preserve their cover story. Senator Boxer is threatening to criminal prosecution against the hackers. A little bit late for that, Barbara. And we've got some resignations and a lot of backpedaling and so forth. The powers that be scrambling, trying to keep their cover short. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of December, 2009. Here's the deal. Now, for you new listeners, this will be some repeat. I apologize, but this is radio. We have new listeners every show. So let's jump right in here. It's been about 5.5 years ago that I debriefed the first Navy veteran about the classified briefings I received beginning in 1979. I've stopped counting how many I've interviewed and debriefed at this point. It really doesn't matter anymore. After a couple of dozen, what does it matter to even keep count? U.S. Navy started briefing men, particularly submarine veterans, in 1979 about rising ocean levels, violent abrupt climate change that would be happening in their lifetimes. And they were told, gentlemen, it's time to retire. You move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. If you want to be safe, that's where you move. And they were all shown a map. The map that is on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, showing the new coastline of North America. About the same time, federal government gave NASA the responsibility for developing the cover story. They knew what would happen 30 years in the future, which is right now. That things would be getting very strange and very bizarre. The cover story they picked was global warming, created by man-made CO2 greenhouse gases. Al Gore didn't create this. He's picked up the ball and ran with it, but he didn't create it. He's one of their well-paid underlings that does what he's expected to do. The cover story was to convince everyone that the bizarre, violent climate change that we're now experiencing is a consequence of human activity making CO2 greenhouse gases. The story held together pretty well up until 2 weeks ago when these hackers hacked into the confidential emails of some scientific types who were part of the cover-up. Didn't believe it themselves, obviously. Clearly they did not believe it themselves. Were making fun of it and talking about how they would accomplish their goals to keep the cover going. Bottom line, these changes are coming. The ocean levels will be rising. The climate will get more and more bizarre and more violent. We will have more volcanism, more seismic activity as the months go by, 2010 and 2011 and so forth. That's real. Just because the cover story has been broken doesn't mean the rest of it isn't real. The briefings given these men in the Navy, these classified briefings, that's the real deal that they don't want people to know about. That's the real deal. If you want to get the details, get my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The research is on there. The simple Google searches anybody can do to find the evidence themselves. And you'll know. You'll know the truth. Climate Gate. As of a day or two ago, my understanding, and I don't watch TV, but my understanding is the CNN and the three major networks have not reported yet on Climate Gate. I find that rather significant. It's a big story. It's a major, huge, massive story to be able to read the confidential emails of these scientists involved in this cover story and their real feelings about what's going on here, the fact that they didn't believe it themselves. Of course, there is no science backing up the cover story. That's fabricated. It's fabricated evidence, just like they gave General Powell. God bless you, General Powell. They gave him fabricated evidence and humiliated this man in front of the entire world. They fabricated evidence of Saddam Hussein and his government attempting to build nuclear weapons. Complete fabrication. Anyway, Climate Gate, I hope gets more widespread exposure and more people come to understand what's going on there. I am starting a series of guest appearances on radio talk shows all over the country beginning in about a week or so on major and not so major radio stations around the country. Commercial FM and commercial AM radio stations, talk radio. That'll be fun and give the whole issue a lot more exposure, give Republic Broadcasting more exposure because I always talk about being a talk show host on Republic Broadcasting. If you do go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see my photograph, read my bio. You'll see that I've been involved in very serious things with serious consequences. Well into my fourth decade. I'm in my fifth decade if you count my military service. 1967 to 97 would be, 07 would be 40 years. Yeah. So this is my fifth decade of doing those kinds of things. I've been a homicide detective most of my life. Investigated my first murder, 1973. Just wrapped up a first-degree murder trial about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. Maybe starting up another homicide investigation that's been on the back burner for a couple of years. Other projects I'm involved in, criminal defense primarily. But I developed some skills along the way. My primary skill sets as a homicide detective are twofold, finding witnesses and taking statements. I'm very, very good at both. And, yes, we do have a lot of sophisticated computer databases to find people on the other. I'm still out there knocking on doors. When it comes down to it, when all else fails, I have to get out there and knock on doors to find people and get their statements. Knock on a lot of doors, have doors slammed in my face, be threatened, all the rest of it. I put those skills to use in this matter of the deception of global warming. I found the witnesses. They are veterans of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and I took their statements regarding the classified briefings that they attended beginning in 1979. I put it all together for you in my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. You can order it from my 24/7 order line. Very nice young men and women there at 800-592-9543. And Sheldon from Arizona. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I watched your DVD via Yahoo video today, all 12 parts. Pretty good. I was wondering, though, how come you don't where this thing it is when you gave the video, this object?
Well, it's on its orbit, and it's coming our way. Other than that, I don't have any more specific information. The men I've been debriefing don't have access to that much detail.
You can't even say if it's within our own solar system right now?
Well, it depends on how you define our solar system. According to Dr. Harrington, supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, it's part of our solar system even when it's 3,000 or 1,800 years away from us. It's not part of our inner solar system until it gets inside it, of course.
Okay. The other thing, have you ever heard of Phil Schneider?
Refresh my memory. Who's Phil?
He personally had hands-on experience working with a number of federal government contractors to help build these deep underground military bases, and he was given... He had given a number of lectures around the world in 1995, and then in January of 96, he was found murdered in his apartment with piano wire wrapped around his neck.
Well, they didn't call it suicide, I hope.
Well, of course they did, but it wasn't a suicide. But I was wondering if you ever heard of this guy, because he says that they've been incessantly building these deep underground military bases since the 40s, and on your video you said that they've known about Planet X coming in since at least 1979. So why do you think they started building all these underground back in the 40s?
Well, the original intent was to survive nuclear war. That was the original intent going back to the late 40s, early 50s when the Cold War was getting cranked up, was to have continuity of government concerning nuclear war.
But hasn't the Cold War turned out to be a scam? It was just a total hoax?
That's a good question. It depends on how many layers of the onion you want to peel back. I don't know that this is the time or the place for that discussion. So,
well, that's just my own personal belief. I've listened to Bill Cooper, Ralph Epperson, and others, and I believe it was a total scam, a hoax myself.
Well, the monster they created was a real monster. And maybe that dragon didn't have any teeth, but it was a real monster in terms of having real armies that really had intention to cause harm. Now, did they have nuclear weapons in their bunkers, on their missiles, that they had their fingers on a button? I don't know. That's going to be the bottom line there, isn't it, Sheldon?
Yeah, well, Ralph Epperson, he's got a great DVD out called No Nukes But U.S. Nukes, missiles that were in Cuba, those were turned out to be frauds. They were just wooden missiles in a boat.
Well, they may have been, but Kennedy believed it was true. So, you know.
One more thing, John.
Go ahead.
Something's been bugging me for a long time. I've always wanted to talk to you about. You considered Bill Deagle to be your mentor. Why do you consider him to be your mentor?
Well, when it comes to very specific things regarding swine flu vaccines, I believe he's very knowledgeable about those two items.
Okay, because I've personally come to the conclusion that he is a total fraud, a disinformation artist. That's what I believe. Because there was an email I got the other day that his credentials don't match up with what he says. He's always every day he says he's revealing classified military information on a show. Well, he should be in a federal prison if that is true. All the stuff he's revealing. And he's also lying about 9/11, and even Dr. Carley thinks that he's a minion for the establishment. So I just wanted to share that with you, just for a heads up.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind, and I appreciate you sharing it, Sheldon.
All right, have a good one, John.
Okay, thanks.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of December. If you want to understand it, get my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, and you'll get access to the classified information that is behind and giving people understanding as to what's really going on here. And we are just about out of time here. You have a safe week and a productive week. Get your bumper stickers from Republic Broadcasting. Give them a call, and you can get your bumper stickers. $8 includes the business cards. Give them a call tomorrow at 800-724-2719. Y'all be safe. Have a productive week. Buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America.
With reason.